The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. College football is heading to the locker room in the Big Ten and Pac-12 conferences as university presidents and chancellors voted to postpone all fall sports seasons, including football, amid the coronavirus pandemic. They are hoping the seasons might be able to be played early next year. Alex Calkin is a senior at Michigan.
Yeah, I wish this fall sports would happen, but they got to take care of the kids. I have a lot of friends on the lacrosse team, and I'd rather have them safe and healthy than trying to benefit the school. So whatever's best interest in the kids, it stinks. Hopefully they can do it in the spring though.
Michigan junior Meredith Wojcicki wants to see teams in action.
I'd be upset if it got canceled for sure, and I think it'd be nice to have it postponed because I'd still like to have the season, but hopefully everything goes well and it can happen.
So far, three of the five power conferences, based mostly in the U.S. South and across to Texas, the SEC, ACC, and Big 12, are still looking to play at least limited seasons. Overall, 53 of the 130 programs in college football have canceled their seasons.
So there are still many incredible teams in course, but the important first step for us, for our confidence, for this year, for the future, we beat Real Madrid. It's an incredible for us.
A huge win for English football club Manchester City as it pulled off a 2-1 victory over Real Madrid of Spain to reach the Champions League quarterfinals with a 4-2 aggregate. Manager Pep Guardiola now leads Manchester City to play French opponent Lyon at a single elimination last eight tournament in Lisbon.
We have still three games. We're going to Portugal to enjoy in the country from João Bernardo. Stay there, eat well, be together, laugh a lot, work a lot, and arrive in the best moment to play against Olympique Lyon.
Lyon was a giant killer itself, ousting Italy's nine-time consecutive Serie A champion Juventus on away goals after a 2-2 draw on aggregate. Cristiano Ronaldo scored two goals in the bittersweet 2-1 victory for Juventus. The Game Room opens with new stories each week on VOAnews.com.
That was a program from the Voice of America.